USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Biden administration is regarding Russian escalation in Ukraine as almost a foregone conclusion, it should be noted the Russians are still at the table, and Vladimir Putin may be seeking concessions from the West rather than a military confrontation with their neighbor. The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy as part of an operation to arrest a dissident Belarusian journalist. The Belarusian opposition on The Guardian said the journalist was coerced to appear in a video broadcast on state TV.
We shouldn't believe any of the words of these people, including Roman Protasevich, because you have to understand how these words are forced to say.
Prosecutors say the officials fabricated a bomb threat aboard a Ryanair flight carrying the journalist Roman Protasevich last May. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
As some people point to the Uyghurs' plight in China as blatant human rights abuses, rewarding China with an Olympics that allows such atrocities within their borders may not be the best message. Or the Chinese cover-up of the pandemic that has destroyed the lives of millions around the world might be another reason for a thumbs-down to the Olympics. Not to worry, as the U.S. Olympic team will be in the communist nation in full force next month.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympics obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden continued to divide political parties when addressing the American people on Wednesday. He specifically called out Republican Senator and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fundamental question is, what's Mitch for? Mitch has been very clear. He'd do anything to prevent Biden from being a success. I've had five Republican senators who've told me that they agree with whatever I'm talking about for them to do. But Joe, if I do it, I'm going to defeat him in the primary.
The senator on Fox News with his reply.
Well, my good friend, the president, got it wrong once again. I helped him pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I supported in the Senate a bill to deal with China and the computer chip shortage. If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business. The reason we've not been speaking recently this year is because he adopted the Bernie Sanders prescription for America. He did that even though he got no mandate for it, a 50-50 Senate and a couple of seat majority in the House, and they couldn't get it through. And the reason they couldn't get it through, the American people are not for all of this. They thought they were electing a moderate. If the president wants to reinvent himself and come back to the middle, we have things to talk about that we can work on together.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.